Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, it's Turncoat Tuesday, the 29th day of November, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of New York. High Cascades of Southern Oregon and our Northern California, that's what I said. And we're looking for a high of 36 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's the same that we've been getting a little moisture. We'll take what we can fucking get, but it ain't going to be any shit. When it starts drying out, oh my God. I am not looking forward to it. Let's see what we got here. Well, we're going to start off with the normal shit, you know, just the reason that we don't really need another fucking reason. The Oklahoma assistant DA arrested on child porn charges, fired from job. Damn, that's going to hurt. He got fired for fucking probably boogering little kids. I mean, fucking, he had the shit, you know, the shit on his computer, he was sure watching people booger little kids. I don't know. We'll be right back.
Go to his head. His wife's aggravation. You soon end up dead. That's the same old story. Same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story. Same old song and dance, my friend. Shame and looking loser. You played with my gun. No smooth face and lawyer can get you undone. Say love ain't the same old south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. That's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Oklahoma assistant DA arrested on child porn charges. Fired from his job. Oh, he got fired. Damn, that's got to really fucking hurt. Wonder how it felt for them kids. That's from Fox News. An assistant district attorney in Stillwater, Oklahoma has been arrested after allegedly being caught possessing child pornography. Kevin Etherington, the 53-year-old first assistant district attorney of Logan and Payne counties, was arrested this week on one count of aggravated possession of child pornography and one count of violation of the Oklahoma Computer Crimes Act, according to KOKH-TV. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children forwarded a tip to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation in September that resulted in a search warrant being executed at Etherington's home on Monday. Etherington was then arrested and transported to the Payne County Jail. I cannot express how dismayed and disappointed I am about this development, District Attorney Laura Austin Thomas said about the case, according to the Oklahoman. I personally find the manufacture, distribution, and possession of child pornography to be both disgusting and incredibly Now, yesterday, I don't have that goddamn article. Yesterday, weren't they calling that like a life choice or, you know, like a child love kind of deal? I mean, which way is it? And today they come out with this here, they arrest him, and was this a guy that got, maybe he was going to get one of them? I mean, because it sounds like they fucking hit this guy out of fucking left field, and it's hard to do that to a fucking district attorney that isn't supposed to exist, which is a goddamn crime in itself. But, I mean, if the guy did it, he needs to have his nuts cut off. The National Center gave a tip. I mean, I don't like a tip. I like a goddamn come in and somebody fucking, you know, we have to follow the procedure in the Bill of Rights. But this son of a bitch, I guess you're looking at, how could you fucking look at it, I guess, what I was asking. I couldn't. It made me want to puke. I personally find the manufacture and distribution possession of child pornography to be both disgusting and incredibly damaging to individual victims of society, Thomas added. No fucking shit. No fucking shit. But I wonder what's going to happen to this guy. I mean, I know he was terminated. He lost his fucking job. Is that the end of it? And, I mean, he's going to have a sex jacket. He's going to be fucking... What needs to be done is these motherfuckers need to, like the old days, their own goddamn relatives would do it. You had somebody sick like this that was fucking, did something to a little kid. It'd be, they'd go on a ride, get them drunk. Fucking taking, this was when they're out, stepping out, take a piss or something, go and pop him in the back of the head with a fucking pistol. And nobody said nothing about it because everybody knew why. The family would do this. Because we're not a fucking goddamn degenerate child pornography fucking goddamn people. We guard our children with our fucking lives, or we're supposed to. Thomas said Etherton has been terminated from his position. Oh, what a terrible fucking thing to happen to you. I wonder you gotta wonder if this is true. I mean, you gotta wonder if it's true too. I mean, he could have been investigating somebody else. It sounds like a tip. I don't like that. A tip. Really. But if it's true, you gotta wonder how many fucking kids did he get a hold of? Imagine somebody as powerful as a fucking DA fucking went in your goddamn, 8 or 10 year old daughter. Think about that just for a fucking minute. The fucking power, the fucking coercion. I already have her fucking a shot of goddamn fentanyl before the bastard even came. Well, think about Bill Clinton. He used to have the fucking state police go bring young girls off the fucking highway. Bring them to the governor's mansion for him to rape. And that dirty old son of a bitch got to enjoy his whole fucking life sitting on a wallet like Superman's. Plenty of money. I would truly probably be, I don't know if I could watch a fucking movie of what that son of a bitch did to fucking kids and girls and boys, hard to tell, during his lifetime. Think about it. The things he was caught doing. Mm-hmm. Fucking walk. Go ahead.
Hey, I just thought about this. I wonder, since last year, you know, in Oklahoma, you know, a lot of the kids came up missing from CPS. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, like him being up there in Stillwater, in Payne County, I wonder, was he part of it as well, or snapping some of those kids and boogering them up like that and selling them off? Because, like, I mean, last year, man, I think it was like over 100, almost close to 200 kids came up missing in CPS.
Jesus, think about that. They say, you know, they got so many kids like they've taken and we got to take you to a foster home. Your parents are too poor, or your parents have the wrong fucking political fucking views. We got to take your goddamn children away from you. We got to put them in a foster home. And you know how many are missing from those fucking foster homes? They know this shit. I mean, goddamn it. They're sending a check every month to the goddamn foster home for this fucking kid that they know isn't there. Now they want to come and they want to look up your fucking ass. They want to go through your fucking house. They want to see your fucking kids and talk to them 5 days a fucking week. But these all, I mean, there's thousands of them. And you got to wonder what kind of hell they're living through. What the hell's happening to them? Because it seems that nobody fucking cares. Well, at least I'm sure there's the people care, but goddamn you fucking, you act like you ain't got the goddamn cause to fucking take these motherfuckers out. The hell you don't. If that ain't enough fucking cause for you, they're going to get your goddamn country. If you let them fucking do that to little kids, you're a worthless son of a bitch and you'll fight no one. Huh, anyways. Okay. Thomas said Etherton has been terminated from his position. Ooh. While the accused stands innocent of the alleged crime until proven guilty, my view of the investigation has resulted in the person's dismissal from employment by my office. That's why I wonder about this tip thing. Maybe this guy was on to what happened to them 200 fucking kids. Maybe he was going to fucking talk. You don't know, because they have used this, you know, like yesterday, I can't remember, God, I wish I could remember what that phrase they use about the children, God, what the hell?
Mouse.
Huh?
Mouse. Minor attracted person.
Minor attracted person. Thank you, Dion. They were minor attracted persons. And here you got, this guy was watching child porn. And you got this, and you know that the goddamn fucking goal of the communists is that they should be able to, I mean, they want pedophilia to be a fucking lifestyle. So you got to wonder about this. Maybe this fucking guy here was fucking getting ready to fucking rat on a ton of them. Dion says there's 200 fucking kids missing. I think, and you know, if somebody's getting ready to rat on, they've used this because this is something that real fucking people fucking, you want to kill. You just want to, fucking get these motherfuckers and you want to choke them to death with your bare fucking hands. You want to kill them. And there's good fucking reason you should want to kill them. But then again, when the goddamn system turns around, they're talking about this, but I can't think of what he just now told me. child, whatever. What was that, Dion? Dion.
Say that again.
What was it, child? What was that mean? Was that I said?
Minor attractive persons.
So you know these son of a bitches are powerful, and they're hitting at a guy that should be. I mean, if there's 200 kids missing, you got to bet there's a goddamn child pornography ring in fucking Oklahoma that's just separate and apart. Maybe he was going to rat. Who knows? But if he is doing this, if any of them's doing this, they need to be taken out and a bullet put through their fucking heads. They're mad dogs. Minor attracted persons, you fucking sicko. Son of a bitch. While the accused stands innocent, resulted in the person's dismissal from employment of my office. Now, see, you'd want to look at, it's like, well, do you see what the union, I guarantee you the union's still paying the man's fucking goddamn wages. No matter what this fucking, I guess it was the, let's see, who was she? She was Laura Austin Thomas about the district attorney. Oh, she was a district attorney. Well, whatever the fuck she was. Well, I mean, what she said here, you know, it ain't gonna, you know, it's all right to go ahead and get, if there's a chance that this son of a bitch is fucking touching children, yeah, you get him off there right away. But I'm gonna tell you what, if this guy was doing, I mean, fucking minor, like an attracted person fucking was doing fucking sick fucking things to kids, he's still getting paid. I mean, they're trying to act like, and he was dismissed, yeah, but the fucking union that ain't supposed to exist, that non-governmental fucking agency of fucking goddamn Blackwater motherfuckers, he's going to be paid, and they'll probably find out what the deal is, and they'll find out, well, if he was ratting on him, he'll go, that's how you'll tell. If he is ratting on him, this guy will disappear. If they ratted on him for fucking pornography, you want that union jump in there and fucking defend him with every fucking dollar that they can take from you. Anyway, Senator Chris Murphy's pops Biden's hopes for assault weapons ban says the votes aren't there. The votes have never been there. You phony son of a bitches. This is from Fox News. But you know, they've been playing this like the left-right paradigm. I mean, for 15 years we listened to that son of a bitch, that fat little prick, that goddamn Alex Jones talk about the false left-right paradigm. Said they're doing this, and they do this, and they blame this one here, and then they do that, and they blame this one here, and it's false left-right. And now he's fucking is the right fucking, right paradigm. That's the word I'm looking for. And fucking, you know, he's got millions. He fucking, you know, because he put up, he did what they asked us to do in the beginning. You know, become a fucking Trump tard or become a fucking goddamn communist. Become a fascist, a communist, or a capitalist at fucking least. And put that above the fucking truth. And don't talk about the goddamn Jews, those motherfucking miserable son of a bitches that have infiltrated your government, that are the misery makers of this fucking planet. Don't talk about them. If you stop talking about them, you're going to do okay. In fact, I mean, the offers were there for fucking, you know, a lot better things. But fucking, that ain't what we came here for. We want this shit stopped. You know, I understand. I'm fucking poor and a fucking church mouse. I fucking ain't got a pot piss in the window to throw it out. But I don't give a fuck. Well, I know that if I take my goddamn country back, I have a plenty. I have more than a fucking plenty. But I have to fucking have the balls to fucking do it. And the thing I told people yesterday, we needed money for the fucking site. And a few fucking people we've never seen before did show up. There were small donations, but we're almost fucking there. I think we might be almost across the fucking line right at the end of the month. But hey, as long as we make it, this fucking site is not coming down. As long as we can fucking make the fucking goddamn payments on the fucking bills, the site is not coming down. Do you think of all the sites they've just fucking taken? Why won't they take this fucking site out? Because of the way it's set up and the fact that it belongs to an individual free sovereign national that can fucking prove who he is and take these motherfuckers on. I mean, I'll fucking shoot at them. You try to touch my first article fucking right to goddamn freedom of speech, I will blow your fucking head off, just like the rest of them. But this is the last bastion, people. We stand up for it. And once it's gone, and it will, sooner or later, they just will have no fucking choice. It will be gone. When it goes, it's time to shoot. It's already past time to shoot, but what, you ain't going to do no more fucking talk, and I can tell you that right now. Biden's hopes for an assault weapons, but weapons ban in another jurisdiction. I work for Kmart, and I'm gonna ban the guns across the country. You fucking piece of fucking diaper fucking shit. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut, threw cold water on President Biden's hopes to pass an assault weapons ban during the lame duck Congress. Because it's lame duck, you can just go ahead and do it and break the hell out of the fucking law. The thing is, they have been doing it for years, people. The ninth article forbids them from ever coming into our goddamn jurisdiction. The only way you can come into the common law jurisdiction is as an individual in your individual capacity. But these motherfuckers, through that phony fucking 14th Amendment, have been coming in and they've been trying to, what they've been trying to do is amend the Bill of Rights, which is unamendable, through legislation, acting like they can legislate goddamn fucking, ratified law away. The highest ratified law in this fucking, when they did it with the goddamn 1930 fucking Gun Control Act. Fucking treason. The people should have killed every one of them and hung every one of them. The 1968 Gun Control Act. Fucking treason. It can't be anything else. They don't have the jurisdiction to come into the people's superior jurisdiction and touch our goddamn law in one fucking, no fucking way. They sit there with their fucking pink crayon right down there. Come do it, son of a bitch. You think you got what it takes? Come give it. I've said it 1,000 times. They can't take our guns. They know they can't take our guns. And how do I know that? Because they ain't fucking done it yet. They don't have what it takes, and they fucking know it. I mean, that's why they're lining up all these Chinese, and they got the goddamn United Nations taking 150 miles of your fucking southern border. You're seeing the fucking white trucks, these little fuckers in the little green vests all over the goddamn place. I know who you are. You son of a bitch and treasonous cocksuckers. You will answer to the law. The people's fucking law. The people's supreme law. The people's supreme jurisdictional fucking authority. We got the right to kill you if you try to fucking enslave us. And fucking shove that 14th Amendment so far up your fucking ass it comes out your ears. Got it? It is unlawful. It is a violation of the law. The fucker who wrote it should have been hung. The fuckers who put, I mean, every fucking buddy involved in it should have been fucking hung for treason. Cause that's what it is, and that's what it was, and that's what it will always be. Until we get rid of the son of a bitch. You don't touch our God, you don't come in as the government, and see, the people fucking made the goddamn Bill of Rights. That's our law, that's our autonomy, that's what we've decided is the fucking law. This is how we're going to live. And you don't come in as our goddamn hired fucking goddamn lawnmowers and come in and go, well, we're going to go ahead and change your fucking law here. Bam, bam, bam. No, you ain't going to do shit. Get the fuck back away from my house or I'll kill you. But that's what they're trying to do. You think about what they're doing. Like with this measure, I mean, we've already seen it with all the fucking 40,000 attacks on the fucking second article. But look at what they're doing. They're taking administrative admiralty jurisdiction. You can't mix jurisdictions, and you fuckers know it. They're taking that jurisdiction, they're writing goddamn legislation, and then they're fucking coming over and trying to amend the fucking Bill of Rights, which makes it plain and fucking clear in the 9th article that it can never be fucking amended. No power or authority can ever exist to amend it. So what did they do? They created a fucking goddamn, they created two corporations, actually two more fucking goddamn constitutions in trying to fucking overpower the fucking Bill of Rights. But they can't do it. The 9th article forbids there to ever be an authority, a power of any kind that can touch those fucking rights. They just think they take their little pink crayon and they fucking start writing across the second article. Fuck you. I'll shoot you right in the goddamn head, you stupid son of a bitch. We're not going to go for your pink crayon. We'll kill every fucking communist in this country. And we got the goddamn right to do it because you are teaching you are trying to overthrow our form of government with another form of government that's an oxymoron to it. The fucking Bill of Rights is about individual freedom and liberty. Your communism is about collectivism, and collectivism over the fucking goddamn, the individual's rights to take, that a collective, there's two of us and one of you, so we can take your fucking rights. No, you fucking can't. Not if I pull the trigger twice quicker than you can. But this is what they're trying to do. They are crossing into our jurisdiction, and we cannot fucking allow it. The son of a bitches that are doing it, neither goddamn house is fucking burned down today. They are fucking exercising goddamn treason and sedition against the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable. That's unchangeable, you son of a bitch. That's what that goddamn word means. Law of we the people, ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791. Your fucking constitution was never ratified, was it? Not by the people. And so you're trying to fucking take away our goddamn natural rights as and you're fucking, you're like Walmart. Walmart rolls into town where we like everybody just have no guns here. Is that's what we do? Fuck you. Get out. You better get moving. In fact, fucking don't touch one thing there. We're seizing your assets. Your fucking ass is out of here. That's our, ought to be our answer. It's our authority to do it. Anyway, here we go. Murphy argued that the votes for such a bill are probably not there. I bet they ain't. I think that so many people have fucking unregistered to vote that they've gotten quiet about it. And so many people have unregistered to vote, I think they had 30% voter turnout here. 30%, you still got your goddamn 50-point fucking, I mean, like, one, three or four fucking thousandths of a hundredths of a percent. So that you're claiming you passed 114 by, you're a fucking liar. I know how this goddamn state operates. I've watched it with my own two eyes. You fuckers know it. I've watched you. I've talked to your goddamn, elections of, the highest election official there is. And somebody like me, you know, they'll fucking tell you, well, yeah, that's right. We're going to bury your goddamn complaint and it'll never get heard. And I'm sitting here, I got goddamn ballots from outside the jurisdiction that the goddamn vote came in. I got them in my hands. People brought them to me. And they don't care that people out that can't vote, couldn't vote for the fucking goddamn, for the mayor in this fucking town. Well, it's like Henry's gonna fucking blow it, gonna fucking just win it. Well, we can't have that. Turn up 1,400 more than there is people in the goddamn city limits and take them outside the city limits and the people got two ballots. And I had the person that did that. They fucking ready to fucking testify. No, no, you're not. No, you're not. They're fucking criminals. And I'll guarantee, I'm going to tell you something that you better fucking listen to close. All you son of a bitches that are accepting this goddamn vote by mail bullshit from this goddamn corporation who can't even hold a vote. It's occupying fucking goddamn, entity that you are fucking tying yourself to by fucking voting. You're committing treason. You're committing fucking goddamn sedition against your own goddamn people just by voting. Be participating in it. Don't you understand? You drive the getaway car. You're as guilty as the son of a bitch that pointed the fucking gun at the teller's head. Oh, no, it's okay. Oh, I got both things. I got my right. My only right. Only right. My right to vote. I know what happened here in fucking Oregon. I guarantee goddamn to you. That goddamn stack, the people did go out, because, I mean, the fucking royal assholes, you can talk to them, you can scream at them, you can fucking hit them. You do everything you want, fucking, man, if there's a vote like this, you ain't going to stop them. And I guarantee you that goddamn pile of votes was fucking probably about 20 feet fucking tall past what were the goddamn ones that were for it. It didn't happen. It would, I mean, it was just, it's fraud. It's all been fucking fraud since they brought in the goddamn, vote by mail. And I mean, even before that it was fraud because it was a fraudulent system because of the goddamn elections being put on by a fucking corporation that can't exist because it's a violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Superior, absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. The people's fucking law. The people's fucking in a jurisdiction. The highest jurisdiction in this goddamn land.
Just like in 1950, LBJ won by one vote.
Yeah, sure he did.
Landslide Lyndon.
You betcha. You fucking betcha. I mean, back then, I mean, this shouldn't have went, I shouldn't have been born into this. How dumb could people have been? But what they did is, you know, after World War II, I mean, you fucking, when I was growing up, I mean, it was just, I grew up in the hills, in the mountains here. In a logging community. And when you turned 18, you knew that when you turned 18, whether you graduated or not, I have a fucking diploma, whether you graduated or not, you could go to work in a mill. I mean, you could go down and fill out an app. Within a month, you'd have, you know, you could search around and find the best wage is what you were looking for. Or you could go work in the woods. Pardon?
After you signed up for the draft.
Oh yeah, after you signed up for the draft, yes. If you didn't sign up for the draft, you just couldn't get welfare. But you could sure as hell go fucking, you could go fill out a job application anywhere. But fucking, or if you wanted to work in the woods, I liked working in the woods. Like running skidders and, I never cut down a live tree in my life. I mean, I hate to see the trees go. I really do, man. I fucking love the forest. But, I mean, it was work, it was good work, and it paid good fucking money, and there were good people to work for. Setting chokers and driving goddamn skidders and what might have you, logging. I liked doing that, and I worked in the ranches, and I worked in the goddamn fucking, and on the farms. And I mean, there was, I mean, it was opportunity. I mean, you didn't, and you got paid from the beginning when you went to work, when you got out of high school, say you wanted to go work, a mill was a good gig. Because a mill, you'd move up quick through the fucking system and you get up to where you're making really good money. And the logging was too. I mean, once you got, if you were good at what you did and you fucking showed it, it used to be a fucking mean something. But the goddamn deal here is that fucking, right? It's 1979. That's when we turned 18, Laura and I. And when we started out, that's when they started this profit sharing shit. And they started doing all this weird fucking shit. And then the next thing you know, there's a goddamn, they're coming in here, and they're fucking, what they're doing, they come in and they fucking just massively, they log the fuck 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, instead of going with the North American fucking timber plan, where they had to leave 12 old growth trees per acre, and they could go through and log and see it was all rigged for the mom and pop fucking logging outfits, like was what here was in here in Chillicothe when my dad came here to work. But then they got taken over by DiGiorgio and DG Shelter. And these son of a bitches came in. And what they did is the land that was allotted, if it would have been just left, I mean, instead of all this, cut it down as fast as you can. Make it into fucking timber as fast as you can. Four fucking shifts. I mean, which which you didn't need. There was plenty of employment in this goddamn state, in this county. Four fucking shifts. I mean, cut it down as fast as you can. And once they cut it all down, all the land, I mean, these leases were supposed to last over years. These were people's goddamn lives. And once they got it all cut down, and it was, you know, the trees had gotten to so small that, they would have to retool the sawmill that was to smaller saws and stuff to make any kind of timber out of what was left. And I mean, they fucking butchered this place, fucking clear cut. It was an embarrassment. You go up to Sun Mountain, and the Sun Mountain was one of the most beautiful fucking places you ever saw in your life. But you go up there and you fucking, there was a big sign at the bottom of it, U.S. National Forest, Sun Mountain, or Sun Mountain, U.S. National Forest. And it looked like a goddamn atomic bomb went off behind it. I kid you, far as you could fucking see. They fucking just logged it flat. They took every goddamn thing down. So they took the fucking, I haven't been up on the mountain in fucking so many years, but I heard that they took that fucking, sign and they took it further up the mountain where there's some trees. If you took a picture, there'd actually be a tree in the goddamn picture. But I mean, they came through here to Giorgio Warehouser, DG Shelter, and they came through and they fucking butchered this place. They, from here to the coast?
That's the whole problem. It's a national forest. It should have been private property.
Yeah, by then it should have. And how did warehouse, like warehousing, they got that gave to them, you understand? They got to keep the fucking property after they fucking clear cut it. I was over at the coast. I lived over at Coos Bay for a year. And I was watching them helicopter there because the slopes over there are so steep, they have to helicopter log it, which is fucking something very interesting to watch. And so I'd watched them helicopter log, I mean, just fucking clear cutting it. And I watched where the logs got onto the trucks. I watched where the trucks went out to Coos Bay and went right on the goddamn log ships headed to fucking Japan where they were sinking those logs in Tokyo Bay. Everybody fucking knew it. They finally passed the law. Man, were they, I'll tell you, they were some busy son of a bitches when it was coming up on time when they couldn't do that anymore. They butchered that fucking place. Just like the Tioga up in fucking goddamn Alaska. $1 a tree they were paying for goddamn old growth logs that right now would be worth probably $20,000 a piece. $1. Because they let them have all those sweet contracts. And we paid to build the fucking roads in. The boat roads were built in the red. We built the roads in to fucking take the timber out. And then we fucking, chinks come in, the goddamn Japanese, and they bought the fucking contracts. These guys here, they just sold a big old fucking hunk of money for a handful of motherfuckers who were supposed to have set up a thing where it was sustained logging. It was a so everybody would have a job forever. You, by the time that crop grew, you know, grew tall enough to fucking get cut, the next crop was coming. That's how it was being run. And it's a good way to fucking run it if you're gonna butcher your force. But when the first service first came into fucking being, it wasn't to fucking make money. It wasn't to fucking butcher our force. It wasn't to charge anybody anything. It was to preserve it like it is in its natural state so that our children could see the same thing that we saw. You fucking my children will never know what their children fuck. They won't even never ever know what this fucking place looked like except for the pictures I've taken.
You remember the Smokey the Bear was the ranger or something?
Yeah, Smokey the Bear was, I mean, you know, he was a real bear. He got burned in a fire, and they brought it in. But, like, here, you know, you go on a field trip when you was in about sixth grade.
Yeah, but now that Smokey the Bear is carrying an assault rifle and bulletproof vest.
He's, yeah, in a Suburban. They got, yeah, goddamn M16s, and they fucking, yeah, they're pigs. But when I was a kid, man, you go up, like, in sixth, seventh grade, they take you up up in the mountains, one of the ranger stations. I can't remember which one. And this guy, he had big black glasses on, the round hat. A gun wasn't even in the fucking thought. And he's teaching you about the squirrels and how the environment works and everything, and the people fell for it. And then they turned around and became a corporation. Corporations are for making money. It don't matter what kind of destruction they do, and they destroyed my whole fucking world, man. Here in this place where I live has been destroyed, my whole fucking world. And it didn't take them no time to do it. They passed that marijuana law, and then everybody from Colorado and California, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, before, 2 years before just before it happened, I'd never went to the post office where I couldn't just pull in. It was just a lot, you know. You could park, you know, 20, 30 cars in there. And looking for a place to park, hell, just get close to the door as you can. But now I go down there, there's times when you can't even find a place to fucking park. That's how many people they have pumped in here. And now they're in it with the tribe because the tribe's trying to get to they want the whole town. They want the reservation they sold back in 1957 that they sold back in 1957 that they sold. And they got the cash for back in 1957 that they sent a delegation to goddamn Washington to fucking lobby for the sale because they didn't want to be farmers. They didn't want to be fucking ranchers. They wanted to go up to Portland, on the south side of Portland, where all the bars were, and drink themselves to death. And that's why it passed. And that's why it was sold. And now, I mean, they had sold everything but their fucking gathering rights. And then they made their gathering sacred. We gather things sacred. Is that a sacred fucking net? Is that a sacred four-wheel drive? Is that a sacred fucking spotlight on top of it? Is that a sacred 30-06 with a goddamn fucking rangefinder in the scope? Is that also, is that part of your fucking natural fucking life? And then they tell me I can't take a fucking rainbow trout out of the river I've lived next to all my, grew up next to it. I fished out of that river all my fucking life. And if you're white, you can't take a rainbow trout out of there. If you're a fucking Indian, you can go in and you can get the goddamn scoop nets and scoop them out of there. But it ain't the fucking people. It's the goddamn, they couldn't get a reinstatement of a tribe. It is a goddamn corporation. It's a Klamath Tribal Corporation. And when they steal more from their own fucking people than they do anybody else. Some people get fucking big fancy fucking houses and all this fucking shit. Handful of them. The ones that are smart enough to deal with the white man lawyers. And they're dealing with the same people who really fucked the Indians coming across this country the first time. But they don't give a fuck. They go and they fucking kiss their ass. They become communists and whatever it fucking takes. And they got $50 million. They had nothing left but their gathering rights. But we made them spiritual. Everything's sacred to us now. When you send a lobby to goddamn fucking Washington to get rid of this fucking land, to get you a big pile of fucking cash, the equivalent of 1.3, well, them days, the fucking, we better go about 1.5 to $1.6 billion for 2,700 Indians, You think there wasn't some fucking money here, buddy? You're out of your mind. And it had two fucking sawmills. But at the bottom line here is, and it's they're going to give it all back. And everybody else around here is fucking, you just live like fucking fuck you. We get all brand new vehicles, all brand new stuff. You people have worked all your fucking life. Fuck you. You're the wrong color in this country where color doesn't matter. You're the wrong race in this country where race doesn't matter. And remember, to the fucking vanquished goes the spoils. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Now you're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1249 Pacific Time, of course. That was Aerosmith with Eat the Rich. Well, we'll end up doing it. I mean, people make joke about it. I was talking with somebody the other day about all the cannibalism during World War II and all the shit. They fucking think it can't happen. People, you tell them that, I'm not bullshitting you. You get hungry enough, man, you'll eat your fucking own foot. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Chris Murphy pops Biden's hopes of so. You know, and I'll make it clear, you know, fucking after all the money was gone from here, and then you had the logging still, and then you had the spotted owl, which was a sham. It was a sham, but it was the only way to stop the goddamn butchery. They were fucking clear. It got to the point where you go out in the woods. I mean, I've been going out in the woods all my life. You go out in the woods, you couldn't roll your fucking windows down. It was pure yellow jackets, dust, dirt, like what we got now that we're fucking dealing with because of this goddamn drought. It was fucking horrid. But only some people fucking stayed. I mean, most people fucking left because there wasn't no money here. There wasn't no mammon to be made. But the people who fucking love this place, Indian and white alike, fucking stayed. And we were like one big fucking family. We helped each other. If somebody was hungry, man, you know, there was somebody there to help them out. We were all friends. We all knew each other. I walk through this fucking town now. I don't know nobody. There's thousands of Californians. And when you do run across somebody that you knew from the old days, I mean, this fucking place, if they were going to give it to anybody, they should have gave it to the fucking people who stayed here when nobody else wanted to be here. The bottom line is they're bringing people into from fucking Portland where all the crazy shit's going on, bringing them in so that they can get one more name on the goddamn roll so that they can have one more fucking, one more subject that they can give a $200 shot to and get $3,000 for. That's the bottom fucking line. That's your goddamn tribal fucking government over there, people. It's not a government. It's a goddamn corporation, just like the fucking rest of them. You might think it's a good deal. You might like these beads and shiny fucking goddamn goo gods that they're fucking giving you. But I'm telling you what, when it comes to the shot, you look it up. They want to kill blacks, and they want to kill Indians, and they want to kill fucking Mexicans, man. That is their number one fucking targets. And I've watched so many of you die. So many of the people that, I mean, old friends from fucking when I went to fucking first grade. People I hunted with, people I partied with all my fucking life. Dead, dead, dead. And they're going through another spell of it right now because they got a booster program. Some of them have smartened up because I've told them right out the gate, don't take that fucking shot. It'll kill you. And it has killed some people, and it's killed some fucking really decent fucking people. This one girl, man, I mean, God, everybody in town loved her. She was Chiloquin. Took the shot 6 days later, dead in a motherfucker. The people are at least waking up. But the bottom line is, that goddamn corporation over there, they would steal the pennies off a dead man's eyes. And I told another guy, I said, man, I mentioned somebody's name. I said, you think if that fucker could get $3,000 and give you $200 to get you to give a shot and he knew it would kill you, he'd do it? And he goes, fuck yeah. Of course he would. You got to remember who you're fucking dealing with. And you got to remember who the fucking money fucking grubbing, mammon worshipping sons of bitches are. And there's another generation I see the other day from the fucking, if I'm looking at the Herald and News, we got another generation. The same motherfucker is going to come and take all the fucking money and leave you enough to starve to death on, wear dirty clothes, drive a rig that fuck you can't count on, and you're the fucking only people that ever fucking worked here, and that's the goddamn truth of it. Anyway, back to Murphy and his shit. Murphy argued the votes for such a bill probably not there for Democrats, despite the president's push to enact ban following active ban following a spat of shootings in recent weeks. The 50-50 split in Congress means Democrats would need 10 Republicans to defeat the vote. Oh, I bet they can get them. Defeat the vote for the ban in order to overcome a filibuster. No, you have no jurisdiction in the fucking area of law that you are trying to change, you motherfucking treasonous bastards. I'm glad that President Biden is going to be pushing us to take a vote on an assault weapons ban, he told CNN's Dana Bash. The House has already passed it. It's sitting in front of the Senate. Does it have 60 votes in the Senate right now? Probably not, but let's see if we can try to get the number to get that number. Can try to get that number is, I think it should be as instead of is there, people. As close to 60 as possible. If we don't have the votes, then we'll talk to Senate Majority Leader Chuckie Schumer and maybe come back next year with maybe an additional senator and see if we can do it, do better. You keep pushing that yellow, that fucking pink crayon, you're going to be dead, motherfucker. You're going to be in the fucking ground. You ain't going to be doing nothing. You ain't going to be playing with your crayons no more. Keep pushing, man, you motherfuckers. You ain't done nothing. You ain't gonna do nothing. We'll rip you to fucking shreds. Biden first called for an assault weapons ban following the shooting at the Club Q nightclub in Colorado. Faggot, faggot, faggot. Earlier this month, the suspect in the case, who described himself as a non-binary, is accused of using an AR-15 style rifle to murder five people at the LGBTQTXYZLABGGBJD club. Gun violence continues to have a devastating particular impact on LGBTGGABQRVW9+. Communities across our nation, and threats of violence are increasing. You goddamn right they're increasing. We're sick of your fucking asses. Get the fuck out. You want to live? Get the fuck out of our free country. Quit violating our fucking law and quit fucking trying to take our fucking goddamn liberty teeth, or they're going to bite you. We saw it go ahead.
Hey, have you heard that, from the, I think it was like last week or some of last weekend, that they are pushing this fag transgender crap so bad now. Now they are having, yep. I think it was down there in Texas. They are having a a drag show in a tractor supply store
for little kids
This is a country store, man.
Yeah, and for little kids too, Dion.
Yeah, this is crazy.
What it is, there is probably about 10 of these fuckers in the whole goddamn United States. And they're trying to look like, I mean, that through the media and through Hollywood, they're trying to make it look like every other person's a faggot. Every other person's a butt fucking goddamn faggot. It ain't so. That's why they're pushing it like they are. Because they do not have the fucking numbers. They ain't got the number. If we push these goddamn communists and these fascists out of this goddamn country and these goddamn capitalists, they don't give a fuck who they sell to. I'll tell you what, these LGBTQTWDZ motherfuckers, they would disappear automatically. You wouldn't even know they ever fucking existed. The reason they're pushing them like this is because there ain't fucking a handful of them. And so they're going to try and cram them down our throat because they want all our little boys to be little faggy little girls. Because little girls are easier to beat up than little boys, don't you see? And if you can convince a little boy that he's just a little weak little girl, then, I mean, I guess you got him whipped. But we're not doing that. We're teaching our kids to pound fucking ass, man. We're teaching them to beat their fists into fucking paint cans full of fucking sand to make them stronger. We're teaching them how to shoot fucking straight out to 1,000 yards. You motherfuckers aren't getting what you want. You're about to get what we want. And you LGBTQVWXYZ motherfuckers, you better get to fucking booking. Because you're not wanted here. You've never been wanted here. And you fucking knew it. You knew it all along. You think you could fucking slide in some fucking faggots into the some goddamn dual citizen, Jewish American faggots into the goddamn slots and try to fucking make our fucking men weak. Didn't work. You got a few, but man, people are starting to fucking figure this out. And you got people that, I mean, that let them change their fucking sex, and they are so fucking regretting it. When the little kids, oh, a little 14-year-old kid, I think I want my sex changed. Well, it doesn't matter what your parents say. You want to fucking bet? It'll matter to you when you're laying there with your fucking head blowed clear off with a fucking shotgun, you son of a bitch. You can say it don't matter. But boom. Does it matter now?
You know, Henry, you know, they're doing it. I mean, you know, at attractive supply. I mean, you're aiming at the good old country folks.
Yes.
And a lot of folks ain't going to have that.
Hell no, they ain't.
Man, what is the purpose of you having a drag show at a tractor supply where you go get horse feed? You know, you getting things for the country. You getting things for the farm.
Well, brother, they're pushing it in the 501c3 churches. Of course, you know, the thing is, like I said, they're trying to make it look like, oh, this is rural America. This is just America. Every other person's a fucking faggot. No, they're not. They are fucking not. You're a lying son of a bitch. You're trying to fucking bolster the numbers. You're trying to use the fucking goddamn grouse effect. But that goddamn chick in the middle of that ain't even a goddamn Tweety bird. Fuck you. When we get through with this fucking place, I bet you these motherfuckers, you ask, is there anyone in this 10 million fucking people that's a LGBTQ person? And you won't see a hand go up. Because the people have never allowed this shit. This is what leads to the fucking child pornography. Fucking anything fucking goes. You see, these sick fucking cocksuckers have taken so much of our wealth that they're bored. So they got to start doing all this freaky fucking shit with little kids and fucking queers and goddamn transvestites. You best keep out of our fucking way, you sons of bitches, because some of us just don't fucking care. You fucking maggots. Communities across our nation and threats of violence are increasing. I bet you they fucking are. We're tired of your fucking shit and you'll notice those threats because you only got a handful of people that's getting threatened, huh? We saw it six years ago in Orlando when our nation suffered the deadliest. I didn't suffer. Did you suffer, Dion, when they shot up that fag house in fucking Orlando, Florida?
Hell no.
I didn't suffer either.
I was happy. Yeah.
They're calling it ours. It wasn't our. I didn't have nothing to do with that, son. I wouldn't have nothing to do with that son of a bitch. See, that's how they try to play the game on you. Fuck you faggots. You fucking all keg up and somebody blows your ass away. You know what? Henry Shively really doesn't give a fuck. And I'm not responsible for it. My gun, it wasn't responsible for it. So I don't even want to hear about it. Fuck you and your faggots. Suffered the deadliest attack affecting the LGBTQIDVWXYZ community in American history. Well, there's only been, you're in American history, there ain't been but fucking since you faggots took over, since you fucking communists took over, ain't nobody been out there fucking bragging about being an LGBTWXYZRT500,000 or whatever in the fuck you want to call them. That's why it's the biggest one in history. I'll tell you what, when I was in my fucking 20s, you'd have had shit like this that's going on now. You'd had some way fucking bigger massacres, buddy. And there wouldn't have been shit done about it. And you fucking know it. You're not going to come in here and change this goddamn country. Give it up. Biden wrote in a response to the attack, we must address the public health epidemic. And they're trying to get this gun. See, the guns they can't touch. They know it. They know the fucking, and whether they want to admit it or not, they know that second article. They can't fucking touch them. They do. We blast them. But they're trying to make this public health issue that guns are. So are hammers then. Because, I mean, you can beat somebody's head in with a hammer. Those are baseball bats. Oh, horse shit. And a health epidemic. Because of that general welfare clause, that open subject matter, fucking fraudulent, general welfare clause, they think they're gonna get their nose in the door and get out their pink crayon and start writing on our goddamn second article again. You write on it, you die, you motherfucker. You write on our second article, you come into our jurisdiction, you fucking die. Ain't gonna be no fucking talking about it. Epidemic of gun violence in all its forms. Earlier this year, I signed the most significant gun safety in nearly 3 decades. You don't have one fucking iota, not one tiny. You go look under a electron microscope at a fucking piece of shit, the tiniest piece of shit in the world. You look into that, you don't have that much fucking authority over us or our guns, you fucking diaper-wearing queer. In addition to taking other historic actions, but we must do more. We must do more. Yeah, because you ain't done shit, and you ain't gonna do shit. Need to enact an assault weapons ban to get weapons of war off America's streets, he added. You mean the ones that them fucking pigs of yours that Blackwater USA are packing around? They are not goddamn elected officials. They're goddamn mercenaries. You mean the ones your mercenaries are carrying? That one you're talking about, bitch? Because as long as they're carrying them, we're gonna be carrying them. They shoot, we shoot back. Or we might shoot first. We're sick of you fucks. Biden reiterated his push on Thanksgiving Day through, though appeared to conflate assault weapons with all semi-automatic weapons, which make up a large swath of rifles, handguns, shotguns, purchases. In the U.S., a semi-automatic weapon automatically reloads each shot, but only fires one round for each trigger pull. The idea, I mean, of course, I've seen this motherfucker tell me that the biggest fucking gun you could get was a fucking AR-15. That's the biggest gun you can get. Really? I'm sure the 50 caliber will feel quite insulted by that fucking, no. Any goddamn 30-06, how many rounds? That's one of the smallest fucking rounds out there. The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased. You don't allow a shit, you piece of fucking dog shit. You remember the electron microscope. That's how much authority you have. None. You stay the fuck away from us. You stay the fuck away from our law. You stay the fuck away from our guns or you fucking die. It's that goddamn simple. And people are sick of your ass. We see the fucking, like, Portland fucking, my son went down there. He told me that the goddamn dumpsters, I'm talking fucking dumpsters, he said they got them all the way down the fucking streets, and they are so full of fucking needles, dudes, that the tops are all the way up and they're piled up that fucking high and dribbling down the goddamn sides. Portland used to be a fucking goddamn nice city. For cities, I hate cities, but I mean, I could walk across it at night without even fucking, with a second thought. It wasn't fucking these goddamn animals that they brought in there. And they're protecting. They want the animals there. Well, we don't. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, you're going to send your guys a bam, 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 bam. You know, we're not going to have no animals. We've decided and you're fucking dead. You got it now? Now get rid of that fucking corporation. Get rid of that 14th Amendment. And we're going to go under the goddamn supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law. Ratified by we, the people, December 15, 1791, because it's the only fucking law in this fucking country. Ratified by we, the fucking people, that we are bound to, as we are autonomous. We rule ourselves, not you motherfuckers. There is no goddamn ruling class. If there is, it's going in the fucking ground. The idea we still allow, you fucking don't allow us to do anything, shit pants. Semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Well, you're sicker, you son of a bitch. Goddamn, it was goddamn weapons. It was goddamn war. It was killing that got us our goddamn rights. And we're not giving them up for some fucking punk-ass bitch like you who's representing a fucking communist committee. A communist fucking committee that has our goddamn White House and our goddamn State House occupied with troops. And we've let it stand. How come it stood? How come... Just sick. Biden said during a press event in Nantucket, Massachusetts, I'm going to try to get rid of all the assault. You come do it. You fuck shitty pants. It take you a week to walk halfway down the fucking block. How you? Oh, you mean you're going to try and hire fucking mercenaries? Those mercenaries ain't going to be worth the paycheck. I'm telling you fuckers right now. Guns ain't all we fucking got. You will think you've been flushed down into fucking hell. It'd be like going to the Eastern Front when you were a fucking German. You're going to Stalingrad's where you're headed, motherfucker. Anyway, that's enough of this stuff for the day. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, remember who fucking owns this goddamn country. This little cocksucker has no goddamn authority, and they are coming in. They're trying to fucking alter our Bill of Rights, which cannot be amended even. Under the fifth article of the original Constitution, it can never be touched. The ninth article says there is no authority to change any of it. Not one fucking word, not one fucking goddamn comma. And that is the word from the trenches.